Human civilizations for thousands and thousands upon thousands of years follow a cycle of death and rebirth. And always at the end of a civilization, open devil worship, Satan worship begins. And the left will claim, oh, that's a Christian construct, the devil. No, it's not. It's in every culture, in every age. And when you start seeing the type of rituals being conducted in public by the establishment, they are ushering in everyone's destruction, and Satan knows exactly what he's doing. Fat men saying they're women, dressed like clowns, being worshipped on stage, that is the uniform of these individuals, showing women sex slaves in cages being beaten by female devils with bull whips. It's Monday, February 6, 2023. That still takes some getting used to. I've tried to explain to people for a long time that there is a fight between good and evil, and that Satan has a signature, and that Satan is using culture to get us to destroy ourselves. And I've told you a lot of stories about myself and others when I went out to Hollywood and pretty much instantly got taken to the top of it, that it was open Satanism and Luciferianism. And now every major performance that gets the main focus of a Super Bowl or the Olympics or the Grammys is a satanic ritual. They'll normally give the different deities ancient names, but now that's not enough for them. They're openly having people dance around in top hats with women in cages as sex slaves. And when you think about this and you see what goes on in Hollywood and the people really in the cages and the pedophilia and all the rest of it, they are throwing this in your face. And of course, both the quote stars, British pop star, Sam Smith is non-binary, along with Petras, who's a man, saying he's a woman. And when you go to the drag queen story time events, or you see the video online, or you see the city council meetings, it's men dressed like clowns that then go and say, we are women, so it's lie upon lie upon lie, and we want access to your children. And their regalia is that of satanic clowns, the archetype in all ancient societies of the most dangerous demons. And then you see things like the Olympics with a grim reaper coming down out of the sky and killing a bunch of little children. And that was a little prelude with a big COVID virus with spike protein sticking out of it, killing the children. And the nurses delivering the children into the hands of the grim reaper. They believe they have to throw it in your face. And that is indeed what they are doing. Madonna famously likes to act like she's a priest, but then, or a Puritan, but then she defiles God, or she dresses up like Baphomet. They're telling you who they work for. And it's funny, I've been friends with Mark Dice for, I don't know, 15, 16 years, but he's a hard guy to get on the show. He called me yesterday just about some other issues, and we were talking about censorship, and I said, you got to come on this week and talk about the satanic agenda. I, of course, didn't know the Grammys were about to come on and basically be a star-studded event of open Satanism. We got a lot of big stories today, but I'm going to hit this. We have two big guests as well, Mike Lindell and Roger Stone, but there's a little cherry on top of all of this. And guess who the main sponsor of this was last night? Brought to you by Pfizer. And it doesn't get any more satanic than forcing deadly injections on people that destroy their fertility, lower their life expectancy, and give them horribly degenerative, painful diseases. The Grammys brought to you by Pfizer. So that's all coming up today, and we've got so much more. We're going to join some stations in 60 seconds. World Health Organization's officially put out their new global treaty to ban all free speech, take over your body, and forcibly inject you, and global surveillance. Bank of America CEO says we're preparing for possible U.S. debt default and bail-ins. Bill Gates announces the plan to ban beef and make you eat bugs. We've got specifics. And just so much more here today. You do not want to miss this Monday, February 6th transmission.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Human civilizations for thousands and thousands upon thousands of years follow a cycle of death and rebirth. And always at the end of a civilization, open devil worship, Satan worship begins. And the left will claim, oh, that's a Christian construct, the devil. No, it's not. It's in every culture, in every age. And when you start seeing the type of rituals being conducted in public by the establishment, they are ushering in everyone's destruction, and Satan knows exactly what he's doing. Fat men saying they're women, dressed like clowns, being worshipped on stage, that is the uniform of these individuals, showing women sex slaves in cages being beaten by female devils with bullwhips. Now, they have national TV ads by Gillette and others saying if a man asks a woman out, it's a harassment. Well, the word mother and father's bad. But if you have an event like this where Petrus is this man dressed like a woman in the sex slave cage, surrounded by devils, and then a non-binary fat man is being worshipped while he wears a top hat with devil horns. And do me a favor, guys. I mean, I was aware of who these people are, and the latest thing being pushed by the globalists in Hollywood is their official corporate message brought to you literally by Pfizer. But will you print me out the lyrics to this particular song? And there were other satanic songs and rituals conducted last night for the audience that was tuning in. Now, the Grammys has gotten record low ratings the last 15 years. It goes down every year. A rerun of The Simpsons gets more views. But they're now pleading with their ghost dance to their God to make themselves relevant again. Remember who sits at the top of this? A bunch of people like Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. And they are flaunting this in your face. And in Hollywood, the main camp is satanic pedophiles. She got married to a boy like you. She kicked you out if she ever knew. But other, you tell me that you do. And dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene.
be and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
This is only the outward coming out by these people. Guys, pull up the B-roll of Drag Queen Pedophile Time around the country, where the men dress like satanic clowns and say, we are women, we're stealing your identity, we're saying a woman is a fat clown, and we're going to groom your children, and we want access to your children, and no one will stop us. Or the San Francisco gay choir saying, we're coming for your small children, we're going to take them, we're going to teach them, you'll never stop us, and then you'll finally join us. And they all look completely psychotic. Because this is a spirit, ladies and gentlemen. And these folks have signed onto it big time. Remember the kids' cartoon, Blue's Clues? It's a big fat man dressed like a clown with Baphomet and Moloch in the background. And the children are riding on a float at a parade that is Moloch, the bull that children would be thrown onto with a burning fire. Here's the words to the song by Sam Smith and Kim Petras. It's called Unholy. Mommy don't No, daddy's getting hot at the body shop doing something unholy. He like it, yeah. A lucky, lucky girl, she got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, about all that you tell me that you do, dirty, dirty boy. You know, everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whisper about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean. And it just goes on from there. And again, this is a bunch of slaves. These are a bunch of twits. They're doing what they're told, and they're putting out the message literally every break when they went to break, brought to you by Pfizer. What does that tell you about Pfizer? Well, you think dancing around in devil outfits is cool, and that's how I've always described it. They sell Satanism as cool by a bunch of hot devil cheerleaders in close-fitting latex with devil horns. That's how I've described it for decades, how they sell Satanism. But when you actually really get into it, it's wars and famine and calamities and starving and dead children and absolute pain and distrust and just an age of destruction. So here's what's really satanic. World Health Organization pandemic treaty, a fresh push for vaccine passports, global surveillance, and more. Here's the actual treaty. Censoring you, controlling you, tracking you, taking over your body, and giving you something absolutely linked to heart attacks, cancer, strokes, you name it. Here's Bloomberg. It's all coming out. This just came out yesterday. COVID-19 vaccines and strokes, Pfizer's risk data, show that it has been linked to increase in strokes. Now, the CDC knew that before they even rolled it out in October of 2000. But now they're even telling you and rubbing it in. Millions and millions of dead worldwide, tens of millions sick. And it's just, oh, guess what? They knew. Who releases International Pandemic Treaty Zero Draft that targets misinformation and disinformation? And I have the head of the WHO saying their main mission is silencing us. Boy, that's so liberal. Big party with a bunch of naked girls and a guy in a top hat laughing, and he's got horns telling you, I'm a predator and I rule you, and you better roll over, because young people will go into Stockholm syndrome watching this and think that in culture and in life, these are the leaders we need to follow. You think a guy with women in cages with red horns telling you he's a predator is a good person to run your life? Think that's a good person to be your daddy? The suicide's off the charts. The depression's off the charts. In these groups, these are mind control organizations where they brand the women, where they make them starve themselves to death and commit suicide as a sacrifice. Remember Ed Buck and the black men and the stuff he was doing to them? These people mean business. And they've sold out to the destruction of our civilization. And they are cutting off our resources. They are destroying our morals. They are coming after everybody, ladies and gentlemen. These people are all completely lost. They're all trying to act powerful and act dark and act mean, but what they are is slaves. Got a lot more coming up. You don't want to miss this broadcast. Wait till we play this next Bill Gates clip. This is new. You want to know who one of the top Satanists is? He is a devil worshiper. We'll be right back. The real deal.
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey, McBreen.
What's going on, man?
I see. Hey, really liked that work you did on the AI piece. I'm going to use that on the show today.
Right on. I worked hard on that. Yeah. I'm working on another project, so I'm going to be up late again tonight, and I was hoping you had some Brain Force Plus.
Oh, no.
No, nothing. Nothing. What about Brain Force Ultra?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks anyway.
Yeah. Good luck with that project, though.
Get your Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The soulless minions of Hollywood are nothing but the fangs of the snake to inject the psychic spiritual poison into our veins. And now they don't just inject the psychic venom, but they inject the spike protein of the HIV virus into us and watch us die by the tens of millions. But Hollywood is dying. The New World Order, even as it tries to get up on its feet, is failing. And literally, after the satanic ritual flashed on screen at the Grammys, brought to you by Pfizer, taking the image of beautiful dancer women, conducting a voodoo ritual, having the women worship fat men claiming that they're women, and showing this to the world is an abomination. God gave us those beautiful women. God gave us the children and the green earth, the blue seas and the dark skies. Not this. This will bring you poverty and pain and destruction. Brought to you by Pfizer. If you're a radio listener, I want you to hear it. So with audio, play the last little part here as they go out to break. Now, if you're a radio listener, I'll describe it for you. He's conjured as a devil that comes up out of the ground, has the voodoo dancers around him. And then when it's time for him to leave, they get in a circle and push him back into hell. And all of this is archetypes to open up your subconscious mind to this. And when your subconscious mind sees this, it knows that it's in grave danger. And if you're not conscious of it, you then go into a form of Stockholm syndrome. All this is like an anglerfish. It has a glowing light on a little tentacle on the front of its head, 5,000 feet under the ocean, and little fish swim up thinking it's something to eat. Then they get eaten. So it dangles the image of beautiful women out in front of you and then tells you, don't worry about those red horns, those red teeth. Come closer. We will fulfill you. Because God has laws in natural law in the universe, and you've got to be shown in the fine print of what they are and who they are and how they're going to enslave you. You've got to be given a chance to reject this. And that's why they do this. But they should know. People ask all the time on the street, why do you have a skull and an armor-piercing dagger and angel wings on a table in your studio? And I was studying ancient symbols, and I was studying the book of Exodus and other books in the Bible and descriptions of the angel of death. And the angel of death isn't really described like a grim reaper. That started back in the Black Plague in Europe, mainly in Italy, is where you first see the grim reaper pop up. This archetype is actually the symbol of the angel of death that is not in Satan's army, but is in God's army. So that is a symbol on to remind me of how short life is and that we are eternal beings, and I cannot fear those that can kill my body, but he that can kill my soul. So there is real power on that desk. Not power I control, not power I wield. A reminder to the Satanist every day, what was carved for thousands of years on Christians' tombstones was not even the cross, but that. The winged skull. That is the real power. God gave us life, God gave us death. And these Satanists fear death so much, and they want to take as many of us with them as they can. So there you have the cross, the skull, and the reminder that we are eternal beings, and that though life is transitory in this body, the angel of death is a deliverer to the faithful, and the end for the unfaithful who will be committed to be amongst their own spiritual kind for eternity in something far worse than the Phantom Zone. So if you want to know where all these devils are going, that's who's coming for them. Not their Satan that they worship and that they bow down to, but the real God of the universe that controls life, the wings, the eternal wings through all space and time, and of course, the transitory nature of our human bodies and death. But you have to understand, folks, whether it's Lady Gaga or whether it is any of these people, they're into Satanism, and it's what they follow. Now, a lot of groups and organizations actually get out of it before it's too late. But when you talk about soulless emptiness, these people are slaves. And what they're asking their God to do is pass them over, because they're going to give innocence, unborn babies, children that are mutilated, children that are put on all these drugs, people that are killed by the shots. All of these are offerings to their God, or like blood they put up of the lambs over the mantles of their doorways, so that the angel of death passes them over. And so that's all any of this is. is giant rituals out in the open of losers that serve an entity that is jealous of mankind, humankind, and wants to destroy us. Now, I'm done talking about this for now because I got some guests and a lot of key information coming up. And instead of sitting here and just looking at the outward facsimile of pop Satan, let's talk about real Satan when we come back and actually look at some of his real field marshals and generals and operatives and what they're doing and what real Satanism looks like.
Over the past several decades, testosterone levels have steadily been dropping in males all over the modern world. Proper testosterone accounts for a man's bone mass, fat distribution, strength, and most importantly, sperm production and sex drive. Because without these last two factors, the species will not survive naturally. Testosterone deficiencies have been recorded in scores of species throughout the entire world. Estrogenic pollutants from farming, women's birth control, menopausal hormone replacement drugs, as well as chemicals such as DDT and PCBs, are all extremely pervasive all over the earth, in the soil, air, and water. These testosterone killers are making their way into the food supply, which is one more reason why it's crucial to eat an organic diet and consume purified water. While the term soy boy has become trendy, the scientific data is clear that soy does not decrease testosterone levels. Soy contains phytoestrogens, but estrogen is what men want to avoid. And beer is the biggest culprit. Hops is one of the most estrogenic plants on earth. Clean organic foods that promote testosterone production include celery, corn, cucumber, kale, spinach, radish, garlic, beef, and pine nuts. And there are several supplements that we can add to our diet as well. Zinc is absolutely needed for testosterone production. Our bodies do not make or store zinc, so we have to get enough every day through diets or supplements. This is why oysters are considered an aphrodisiac. They are a huge source of zinc. Cholesterol is a type of fat produced by the liver and found in different foods. It helps your body make testosterone by first being converted into pregnenolone, which is a precursor to all other hormones. Both pregnenolone and zinc can be found in the real red pill, along with other trace minerals that are needed as well, such as copper and selenium, which also helps to increase testosterone. The entire B vitamin complex has a strong role in testosterone regulation as well, especially B12. Studies have shown that Fidogia agrestis, ashwagandha, and Tongkat Ali all significantly increase testosterone levels. All three of these are found in 1776 Testosterone Boost. L-arginine and L-citrulline, which can both be found in Nitric Boost, do not directly increase testosterone levels, but they have been proven to increase athletic and sexual performance. And the best way for a man to increase testosterone is to maintain a fit body with lean muscle mass and to be close to a woman he is attracted to. Having regular sex increases testosterone in both men and women, and a man can boost his testosterone by 30% by merely talking with a woman he is attracted to. And products such as Libido RX and Super Male Vitality are full of natural supplements that can boost your libido and get you ready for love. Help save humanity and raise your testosterone while supporting the fight for freedom at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
And overall, the whole message right now from the people of this planet to the World Economic Forum is F off.
Tune in live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at BAMS.com. Dot Video.